Let me now introduce Findlay Mayor Christina Murren to discuss the importance of this funding for our local communities. Mayor?
Good afternoon. As the governor said, I'm here representing kind of the local voice, and as a director with the Ohio Mayors Alliance, I'm here to share first our thanks to those who were a part of it, and as we listed so many of them today, it takes a team to accomplish true change. And over the past 2 years, I can guarantee there's one population that has not worked from home a single day, and that is our state's first responders. And as I talked to them throughout the pandemic, they kept saying, "We just need to know you support us." They are willing to show up every day and put their lives on the line to keep our communities safe, to intervene when no one else wants to, and to see each of us at our lowest point. As mayors, we're responsible for making sure that every day your water turns on, your toilets flush, your roads are easy to be able to drive on, and our most important responsibility is making sure that you have a safe community. Why? Because it's the right thing to do, but also because we know that safe communities are prosperous communities. And the governor and his team recognize that. So as we look at investing $250 million, that's a lot of money, for sure. That can do a lot of good. And I know we've been throwing out trillions and billions, and so it may not seem like a lot, but I can guarantee you it is exactly what we need in this moment to continue to move our communities forward. And so in Findlay, as we're talking about how we use our ARPA dollars wisely, we talk about making innovative investments for sustainable solutions. And that's what this is all about. We're putting money towards problems that we know are in our communities that we haven't been able to move the needle on at a fast enough pace. And by making this additional investment, we'll see true change. And so whether it be in Findlay, as we look at dash and body cams, or looking at mental health for our community members or for our police and first responders, this will make a true difference. And I know we've said it a couple times, that flexibility is key. And as mayors, as we've talked to the governor and his team, that's something he is probably tired of hearing, but we appreciate him continuing to pay attention, because Findlay is not Columbus, we're not Cincinnati, we're not Middletown with Mayor Condre or so many other communities, but we're proud and we all faced with the same challenges, and we want to step up to the plate to continue to serve our communities well, to bring our state out of the pandemic and make sure that Ohio is the top competitor that we know and love and want to continue to see. So thank you for being here. Thank you for spreading this message and making sure that those across the state know that we understand the importance of investments into our safety services, and though it may not seem like a lot, we know that our teams will step up to make it a true measurable change so that these safer communities are more prosperous. Thank you for having me here today.